Hey guys, welcome to another fabulous solo episode of In Your Head with yours truly, Chris Medina. That is right, you did hear me correctly. It is a solo episode, so you know what that means. It's just you and I doing our thing together, you and I spending some good quality time together. So let's jump right the fuck into it. Let's do it. Let's discuss my weekends or lack of lately. When it comes to my weekends, I'm trying to do a better job of balancing out my readings and my weekends for myself. Again, I mentioned at the beginning of the year that I was going to double up on those readings, and I have. So during the week, Monday through Friday, is my phone readings that are back-to-back all day long. And on the weekends, if you're in the LA area or close by, I will do an in-person reading and come out directly to you, which is also very difficult because, again, I gotta take on the energy of you in your space and see you face-to-face. It is completely different than a phone interview or a phone reading because I am looking directly at you. I'm feeling where you're at. I am next to you. I'm absorbing your energy there. So it can be very, very time consuming and also very energetically draining. But I am doing my best again to balance everything out here. But I'm not doing a really good job with it. I have been too fucking busy to the point where I'm not spending enough time with myself, enough time with friends here. I am going to do a better job of balancing that shit out. But don't get me wrong. I love doing my readings. I love connecting with people. I love helping people out there. That is what I came here to do. That is my job. That is my fucking mission. But I have to find a balance between work and play here. I did mention before that I am back smoking weed. Not a big fucking deal, you guys. I really do need that. I really, really honestly do. It is not a fucking excuse. It's not the words of a fucking junkie. It is the fucking truth. I need it to decompress and to relax and to unwind. It is not as easy as people think it is to fucking disconnect and unwind. I practice that on a daily basis, telling people, you know, you got to cut the cords here, disconnect from those types of people. But when you're doing readings as a psychic medium on a daily basis, and you're talking on the phone and you're meeting people almost every fucking day, it is hard to disconnect completely because I really do take my readings home with me. When I hang up the phone with you, it does not fucking mean I disconnect and it's on to the next person. I really take the time to think about where you're at, how it affected you, what you're going to do with the reading, and how I made you feel, if I made a fucking difference. I take you guys very fucking seriously. My job is to get you guys going, to motivate you, to guide, to mentor, to inspire you here. So again, I am very, very much into my fucking work and what I do here. I am taking people's lives in my hands. I am giving advice that nobody else is going to give you here. So I do have a responsibility. And again, it's not as easy as people think it is to disconnect, especially with the fucking medium side of shit. Those spirits, ghosts, if you will, do not leave right away, you guys. They linger around. They want to check me out. They want to see what I'm doing, what I'm all about here. So I definitely feel their energy lingering around after I'm done with your reading here, and I have to politely and slowly ask them to leave. I do tell them that the reading is over, that I have disconnected from the person that I was reading, that they're no longer here. You need to go and do you and go off to where you need to be here. I need my time to myself. And it usually takes about a good 2 to 4 hours to completely disconnect from the medium side of it. But the psychic side of it is ongoing. It is something that I struggle with but it's something that I deal with on a daily basis, finding that way to disconnect completely and not take on the energy, especially if I have a very emotional reading. And the last few readings that I've had over the phone have been emotional. I feel like such a fucking homo, but I did fucking cry on a couple of these readings because they got very emotional. I was feeling the strength. I was feeling the energy of the other person on the other end of the phone, and I got caught up in my fucking feelings. I'm sorry, you guys, if I'm oversharing or if it sounds too weird, but it is true. I do get caught up. I'm very invested in my readings and in the people that I talk to here, that sometimes you can't help but get choked up here, especially when you see part of yourself in the person that you're reading and the struggling that they're going through and the things that they had to endure as a fucking child. That is one of the biggest things that I cannot fucking stand, is when I do a reading and the reading is for a person that struggled in their youth the way that I did. Again, I don't want to make it a big sob story here. I did have an amazing fucking childhood. Aside from all the shit that I was going through here, I was very blessed to have a roof over my head, to have the clothes that I had to wear, the food that I got to eat, and all that good stuff here. But it wasn't easy dealing with some of the shit that I was going through and the relationships that I had gone back and forth with there. So when I hear it in the words of other people or similar to what I went through, it really, really takes me back to a spot that I'm just not comfortable dealing with or having to go back into and look at there, because I remember remember how I felt and what I went through there. And I remember the pain and the hurt, and to have to hear it in my client's voice. A lot of you guys are my friends now. To hear it in my friend's voice just makes me fucking tremble. So yes, I'm sorry for crying over the phone, but again, I'm very much someone that takes everything that I do very, very fucking seriously. This weekend was a very busy weekend. I did get to attend a first birthday party for the lovely Amelia Ray, daughter of celebrity stylist Allie Levine, this Sunday. It was fucking amazing. It was beautiful. Oh my God, Allie really went above and beyond when it came to her birthday party. There was unicorns everywhere. There was candy everywhere. There was just beautiful colors. It was all pinks, purples, blues, every like fairy type of color there. Amelia was wearing this cute little ruffled dress with different colors on it. She had a little unicorn hat on. She looked so beautiful. She was making her rounds, and for being 1 year old and having to be shuffled around from person to person saying happy birthday, she really did an amazing job. She was so fucking sweet. She was really much a team fucking player, but she did get a little fussy towards the end there. I felt her. I immediately went to go get her. She wanted to sit on my lap. She wanted to spend time with me, and I love spending time with her. I have to admit, and I'm gonna fucking own this one, this goes down in the memory books for Chris Medina. I was the first one, hopefully, Allie, please don't take this away from me, I was the first one to give Amelia Ray her first sucker. Granted, it was a sugar-free sucker. She didn't know any better. She was none the fucking wiser, but she grubbed that thing. She was so fucking happy. She had all kinds of smiles. There's a couple of pictures that Allie posted of Amelia eating that sucker where she's just going wild on it. She was fucking cracking up. She loved it. It was just a good birthday party. So it was all in all an amazing time, but behind the scenes was shitty. Right before I got ready to leave to the party, I was tying up my shoes and heading out the front door and immediately got a fucking migraine. I don't know about you guys, if you guys suffer from fucking migraines, there is a difference between a really bad headache and a fucking migraine. I suffer from migraines. I have suffered from them since I was 15 years old. I have a whole backstory to that, and I'll get to that later on. But yeah, suffering from migraines since the age of 15, I don't know about you guys, but when I get them, it starts with those fucking spheres or those prisms. I don't know how else to describe them. It starts in my right eye, and I can see like this blinking. It's almost like when somebody takes a picture of you and the flash sticks in your eye. Well, that flash, the dot from the flash starts to turn into a little prism in my eye with these different colors, and it starts to vibrate, and it will completely blind me in my right eye and then shift over to my left eye and blind the left eye completely. The right eye will start opening up a little bit more, and I can start to see out of it once it makes the transition to the left eye, but it is fucking grueling. That prism is enough to make you fucking sick. It is vibrating. It's moving. So it kind of gives you a little bit of motion sickness because you can see it out of the corner of your eye. You can see it vibrating. It is fucking grueling. It is miserable. It is worse than a fucking diet or exercise, let me tell you that much right now. Right after the prism goes away and the eye stuff starts to work itself out, comes the bad fucking headache. And when I say bad headache, it is like your brain is fucking bleeding. And this headache does not go away till a couple of days afterward because it is exactly what it is. Think of these two words, head and ache. Your head aches for 2 days. Every time you cough or you sneeze or you clear your throat, it feels like someone shook the living fuck out of your head 2 days after you get that fucking migraine. So it's not as easy as people think it is. You know, when they describe a migraine and say, oh, you know, I have a migraine. First of all, I don't know how you can function when you have a migraine because, again, you can't see shit. At least with me, I can't. I'm very light sensitive. I'm very smell sensitive, and I just don't want to be out. But I made Allie that promise that I would go out to the baby's birthday party. And plus, I wanted to be there. I wanted to see her on her first birthday. I wanted to spend time with her. I really wanted to be there for Allie and help out as much as I could because that is my girl at the end of the day. I always tell Jay, I know I'm going off the topic here, but I always tell Jay that she is my East Coast fucking sister. There's something very, very fucking karmic about mine and Allie's relationship where I can talk to her for like 2 minutes and it turns into like 2 hours on the fucking phone. I love her very, very much. So it was a must that I was there. Headache, migraine, whatever the case may be or not, I had to go fucking there and do what I needed to do. I smoked a fat fucking bowl. I wanted to go there sober, but I knew there was no fucking way. I'm not trying to be funny here or poke fun, but whenever I get a migraine, it is fucking noticeable. My face fucking sags. So I know it's funny, but it looks like I have Bell's palsy when I get a migraine. My left eye starts to droop a little bit here. It's fucking miserable. You look like you're in fucking pain. So I didn't want to go there. I had just given myself a facial. I was looking good. I was like, I'm just going to fucking go there stoned just a little bit there and just kind of take the pain away just a little bit there. But it was fucking hotter than shit that Sunday. It was the hottest day that we've had in a really, really long time. So in like a dumb fuck, I wore a hoodie to the party because I thought I was going to be inside the whole fucking time. But I was out making my rounds and doing me. So it got really, really fucking hot. Thank God I got stoned. But yeah, nobody was none the wiser while I was there. Had a really good fucking time with it. So shout out to you, Allie, and shout out to you, your little baby Amelia, for turning 1 year old and having an amazing party and letting me be a part of it, migraine or not. Again, I met some really good people. You guys will see some of that come into play within the next couple of weeks or within the next month. I should start having that come into fruition here. There's one person that I met that was just fucking mind-blowing. Can't wait to talk with her a little bit more and to bring her on and to be on her shit. Whole backstory to that. You guys are going to fucking die when I reveal who it is. So I'm hoping that we're able to connect within the next couple of weeks here. I know that Coachella is hitting and there's all kinds of shit going on there when it comes to people doing them. April's a very busy month, especially for me too. Again, I'm not throwing this out there for the 100th time, but it is my fucking birthday. We're also celebrating 420. So I want to get as stoned as possible on 420 and leak that all the way into my birthday and spend time with everybody. I told my girls, Annabelle, Jackie, Hannah Brown, my good friend Ryan, that I wanted to do a little bit of a birthday party at a restaurant somewhere with all of us together, spending some good quality time, laughing our asses off, getting fucking drunk. I know the last time that I spent time with Jacqueline and Hannah, we spent over $500 in fucking drinks at, Wood Ranch at the Grove. I don't know how the fuck we did it. We went in there just to have a polite, you know, appetizer and maybe one cocktail, and it turned into like 3 hours of fucking madness. I think we had like 5 or 6 shots of Patron each, chilled shots of Patron. Jacqueline and Hannah must have had at least 4 glasses of wine, and I had at least 3 mojitos. I walked out of there fucking limping. I didn't even know Jacqueline left. Her boyfriend came to grab her and they took off. It was just me and Hannah and Jay towards the end. And I was like, where the fuck did Jackie go? And Hannah's like, she left, bitch, like an hour ago. So it was fun. I want to do that again. I love those girls. They're fucking crazy. I love Annabelle. She's so fucking funny. She'll keep the fucking party going. So yeah, I want to do big and bad on my fucking birthday. Also want to spend some time with Brandy Celestino and head out to Orange County to go visit her and just do the podcast. I definitely want to have her back on and do the podcast with her and Darnell this time, because last time I only got to podcast with Brandy and we left Darnell out because she was out doing Christmas stuff or whatever the fuck. I'm just kidding. But yeah, I want to get Darnell on here and spend some time with those girls. I fucking love them. I just want to do a lot before this event. I know I mentioned it last episode, this event that I'm planning on doing towards the end of this year. Again, I'm not giving a lot of details out, but I am so fucking excited for the person that I'm collaborating with, the two people. Well, one of them, the major one that I'm collaborating with, is the one that's putting this all together. It's fucking amazing. I mean, this girl, her mind and her creativity is just... I love her. She's just one of the sweetest girls I know. Can't wait to see what she's done with it. I'm constantly getting emails with updates, looking at the locations that we're doing it at. It's just an amazing fucking feeling. It's finally coming into play here. I have another person that's going to be collaborating with us as well that you guys already know who this person is. I cannot fucking wait to reveal what's going on here, but her and I are going to fucking kill it at this fucking event. We are going to do us. It is going to be an amazing 2019. I have to have my body, mind, and soul in shape by that fucking time here. My birthday, again, is right around the fucking corner. I'm starting to see the results fall off of my body. But again, Marissa and Brandy, you bitches are my fucking inspiration. I am constantly looking at your IG story, Marissa and Brandy, to see where you guys are at with your weight. And you guys are fucking killing it. Brandy, those pounds are falling off left and fucking right. Big up to you, baby, for fucking doing it and having the fucking strength, the courage, and the determination to fucking lose all that shit. I know it isn't easy, and I know some days are better than others. I want to fucking see you in the flesh really fucking soon. It's been way too fucking long. You are my girl. You are like my fucking sister, and I'm so fucking proud of you for all the hard work that you're putting in. I hope to see you at the top really, really fucking soon, my love. Okay, so a couple of days ago, I posted something on my IG about being true and authentic to who you are and what you do. I am a big, big, big believer in being true and authentic. I preach that shit left and right on a daily fucking basis. I am true and authentic in what I do. That's why I get so much fucking backlash, because I do not play the game. I was somewhere the other day and there was this psychic there, supposedly, that was a psychic medium that was talking to somebody that was a part of the function that I was at. And I could hear the information they were giving of another person there. And it was very much out of a book. It was all inspirational quotes. It was all about, well, Buddha says this, or or the universe says this. You know, to me, that's a cop-out. What is your experience? What is it that you can speak on to help that person out? Like I said before, throughout my entire life, I have struggled with so many different things, so many different lessons that made me the person that I am today. I speak from fucking experience. If you're going through it, chances are I've already fucking been through it. I had a reading not too long ago where this woman came to me and she had gone to see another psychic. And the psychic had pretty much put fear into her, was telling her all these negative things that were going on in her life to try to get her to come back and have her go through more work than what she needed to. And she was hesitant to get a reading from me. She had said, you know, she had been through so many different psychics and that she, you know, doesn't know who to believe anymore, that it's just a bunch of fucking bullshit here, and that what makes me different. And honestly, again, it sounds so simple. It sounds so fucking easy. I was just like, because you've never spoken to me before. At least allow me the opportunity or give me the benefit of the doubt to change your fucking mind here. So I gave her the reading and I told her everything that she wanted to know. Again, I did not ask her any fucking questions. I specifically asked her or told her not to tell me anything about the past fucking readings that she got. I don't want to hear what any other fucking psychic, what any other medium told you. I want to have the opportunity to go in and give you what I'm getting directly, like I always do. So I spent the first couple minutes going in and telling her what was going on with her, telling her about her past, telling about her upbringing, like I said earlier, about people that have a hard upbringing. I really, really fucking go up to bat for because I know what it's like. I talked about that. I talked about her self-worth and talked about what was going on with her and why she was in a place that she was in right now in her life where no psychic was able to do it. They were just telling her that you have bad energy, your aura is not aligned right, or your chakras aren't aligned right. All this fucking hokey mumbo jumbo spiritual shit that really doesn't fucking make a difference any way you slice it or fucking dice it. Yes, it's great therapy to get a Reiki session done. Believe me, I know. I've had Caitlin Douglas do one on me and it was fucking amazing, but she needed to hear what was keeping her back right then and there, which was her own way of fucking thinking. Here is the biggest thing that psychics have a problem with. When they can't help somebody, when they are at their wit's end and they don't know what else to tell somebody, that's where the hokey gimmicks come into play. That's where the spell casting comes into play. That's where the crystals come into play. That's where the tarot reading comes into play here. Nothing against tarot readers, because again, I have friends that do it that I respect and I admire, and I know that their work is fucking valid and it is true to what they do here. Again, Reiki's not a fucking issue. I got Caitlin Douglas doing that on me. I fucking love it. I respect it. But when you are dealing with something that is a psychological issue or a mental fucking block for you, that's where I come into play. That's where I want to break those fucking blocks down and I want to change. And I'm going to be honest with you. I want to manipulate your way of fucking thinking when it comes to yourself. And the biggest fucking question that I get asked on a daily basis is, how do I change my way of thinking? You gotta fucking stay committed. That is rule number fucking one. You cannot, this is the 100th fucking 50,000 time that I'm going to say this, you cannot change your way of thinking in one single day, in a week, a month, or a year. To change your way of thinking from a lifetime to where you want to be now is fucking impossible to do it in a fucking week or a day. It just doesn't fucking happen that way. You are forcing your way to go out of your comfort zone, out of the what you normally do on a daily basis, and switch it up there. Do you know how fucking difficult that is? Do you know how fucking hard it is to do that shit and to stay committed to it? Believe me, I fucking know. Think about me. Just to fucking diet and exercise alone is enough to fucking break a bitch. It is fucking hard. I fucking relapse. I go through withdrawal. I fucking spend 2 days fucking eating like a fucking slob, but get right back on the fucking horse. Do not deny yourself the opportunity to fall back. Remember what I said. If you fall back and you have to sit on your pity pot, make sure it is not on there for more than a couple of fucking days. Get your fat ass up and do something fucking about it. But give yourself opportunity and room for fucking error, because it is going to happen. You cannot go into this with 100% perfection on your fucking mind. Don't be a Virgo. It is not going to fucking happen. Lower your expectations of who you are. And I know that sounds shitty, but you're going to have to do that in order to get you to change your fucking way of thinking. Because if you put too much expectation on yourself, you put too much emphasis or on what it is that you want to do there, and you fall short, the only thing that's going to come into play is fucking resentment, depression, and then not wanting to fucking do it because you're like, I fucking failed. Know that you are going to fail, especially within the first couple of fucking months. It is going to be intense, but that is how you get your way of thinking to change, is you stay committed. I tell this to my clients all the time. And I know this is extreme. I'm not trying to turn you into me, but back in the day, I used to carry a rubber band on my fucking wrist. And any time that I would go back to an old way of thinking, I would snap that motherfucker. I would snap it so fucking hard that it would irritate me to get me to snap out of it. Now what I do, whenever I catch myself falling into that depressive state, because again, moon in Pisces, fucking the martyr of the fucking zodiac, the get off the cross, we need the wood fucking sign, always goes back to old ways of thinking. I always think of my childhood, think about how unfair it was and blah, 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 all this fucking horrible shit to get me to get depressed, to get me to fall back a little bit here. And I have to get up and I have to change my way of thinking. I really do ask myself, what are you so fucking depressed about? You are reading people on a daily basis like you asked for. You have income coming in here. You are happy. You are losing weight. You have a bunch of good fucking friends around you. The universe has shifted everybody in your life around with who you need to have right now in it. You are doing amazing. You've got a roof over your fucking head. You got food in your fucking stomach. What are you bitching and fucking complaining about? Are you just feeling some type of way? Are you just kind of going through the motions? Well, if you are, get over it. That's what I tell myself. Take yourself out of that zone. Get up. I go for a walk. I get in the car. I put music on. I'm telling you right now, you guys are going to fucking laugh. Little Kim, that fucking bitch has been an angel of mine since the first day she came out. I will always pump her shit up or put her stuff on to pump me up to get me to where I need to be to get in that zone. Whenever I'm having doubts about the podcast or doing a solo episode, I will listen to her shit an hour before I get started. It gives me the motivation. It gives me the drive. It gives me the fucking boost to get myself out there and do what I need to do. I know you guys are going to laugh. I'll actually look in the mirror and I'll practice what I'm saying in the mirror, like if I was on the mic talking to you guys and practicing my hand gestures and putting myself in that fucking zone. Anything that I can do to distract myself from a negative way of thinking, especially if it's not a valid way of thinking where there's no reason to be depressed, there's no reason to fucking be anxious, I have to snap myself out of it. And short of taking a pill or smoking fucking weed, I have to have the mental strength to get myself out of it. Same thing with you. So to make a long story short and to make a long answer even shorter here, you have to fucking stay committed. You have to manipulate your way of thinking. What your normal go-to is, you gotta snap your fucking self out of it here. Again, it is not going to fucking be easy. And if you think it's gonna be quick and it's gonna be a fast fucking thing, you're fucking deluding yourself. That is all you're fucking doing. It's just not practical. It's not realistic. You gotta fucking stay committed to it. You gotta go through the process. You gotta figure out why you have the tendency to go there and why it brings you to that place every single fucking time. Maybe somebody's in your life that needs to be fucking boosted the fuck out. There was one woman that was married and that the guy was... he was a good guy. He was good on paper. He was very good material. Had very good had a very good 9-to-5 type of job here. But he suffered emotionally. He was a mama's boy. The mother let him get away with more things than she should have when he was growing up. He learned how to be the man of the house at a very early age. A responsibility that was just not in him. It was more of telling people what to do and operating off of emotion and how he's feeling and dictating that throughout the fucking house here. No business putting somebody like that in a power position or in a position like that to hold so much responsibility here, because they are not going to do it. Again, I'm not saying that he doesn't have it in him and that he can't change that, but right now in this space and time, he's not going to be going through that there. So it's taking a toll on the wife and what she's going through here. And I told her, same thing that I'm telling you guys at the very beginning of the episode here, you are taking on his fucking energy. How grueling does it have to be to lay in the same bed with somebody that you know is irritated with you or that you know is going through something and they're just not fucking happy and you're not there anymore? Again, I'm not saying that you should leave this person right off the bat here, but if this person cannot find the strength to move on their own or change their way of thinking or change who they are, that is not your fucking place to. You can be their cheerleader and help them through it and support them, but they gotta be willing to put the fucking work in. How can you change your life if you're married to something like that that's just resistant to fucking change, that's constantly bringing you down? No one says that you have to be chained to that fucking person. And again, when there's kids involved, this is the fucking worst fucking excuse that I hear. Well, you know, I don't want my kids to have to go through a divorce or have to have the family split up. The only thing that you're doing by doing that is, again, holding yourself back. You are doing it for the sake of your fucking children, and I've told you this before. Those fuckers are going to grow up. They are going to have a life of their own. The chances of them remembering what you did for them for the sake of the family, I find it hard to believe it's going to be there at the very end. They may appreciate who you are, but they're never going to understand the work, time, and effort that you put into their lives and into your life as well, too. So if you're caught in a situation that's just not satisfying or that is just fucking draining the living shit out of you, do what you need to do to get the fuck out of it here. Do not use anybody else as an excuse to stay in that fucking relationship or the spot that you're fucking in, because at the end of the day, you're going to end up resenting that person for keeping you in there. Kids or no fucking kids, get up and do something. And also, too, what example are you setting for your children by staying involved in a marriage or a relationship that is just beneath you or that isn't working here? Your kids are not fucking stupid. They will pick up on your moods and how you come across at the end of the day and what you're going through when it comes to you doing you. So again, you're not fooling anybody but yourself here. If it's a situation that you need to get yourself out of, get yourself fucking out of it. I'm not saying you need to jump ship right away. Figure out a way. Since you're already stuck in that fucking miserable position, what's a couple more months staying stuck going to do for you that it hasn't already done already? Start planning your escape. Start planning what it is that you want to do with your life. What's going to make you truly happy here? You get your kids out of your fucking head. Get your husband out of your fucking head. Get your family out of your head. I'm asking you, what is going to make you 100% happy? What's going to change your path or your way of life to suit you and to fit you more comfortably to allow you the opportunity to fucking breathe easier every fucking day and to sleep better at fucking night? What is it going to take in order to get you fucking there? That's what I'm asking you. I'm not asking anybody else but you. Get yourself fucking there. No more fucking excuses. I hate to see people tied to relationships, again, or family, or just anything in general, even a fucking job, out of fucking commitment or feeling like I don't want to give up. Jay and I have this conversation all the time. He is a fucking man. And I know a good majority of my audience is ladies. So ladies, you can feel me on this. Men, their mentality is usually win or fucking lose. It's they always categorize everything as win or lose. And I always have to tell Jay, this is not a fucking L. This is not a fucking loss right here. This is just something that we need to fucking go around. This is something that's just not going to fucking change. It's not a fucking loss here. It would be a loss if we completely gave up, but we're figuring out a different way to go around this here. And it's not fucking a win or lose right now. And for the most part, he understands it and he gets it here. But if he can't accomplish it, or he can't fucking destroy it, or he can't break it down, or he can't get past it, he takes it as a loss here. I don't look at it that way. I look at it as, well, you know what? There has to be a better way to go about doing this here. Or if I can't move it, I can at least move myself around it. And that's what I want to do here. So again, I'm speaking from passion. I'm speaking from heart. I'm speaking on behalf of you here. I know that I shouldn't have to speak on behalf of you, but I want to see you do you. I want to see you overcome what you need to overcome in order for you to be true and authentically happy and in your fucking zone. Do not leave your happiness or your determination or drive in the hands of somebody else. It's just never going to fucking work. So again, circling right back to how we change this, you are going to have to change your way of thinking and stay committed to it. Figure out a technique that works best for you. If it's not a rubber band on your fucking wrist, it has to be getting up. And is the minute that you catch yourself thinking that way, stop it. Pump the fucking brakes. Again, ask yourself, why am I feeling this way? Is it valid? Is it rational? And if it is not, 9 out of 10 times, it is not going to be. Kick it out of your fucking head. You are going to have to make yourself call somebody up. Go for a fucking run. Go for a walk. Listen to some fucking music. Put on the television. Smoke a fucking joint. Do whatever it is that you need to get yourself out of that and tell yourself no. No, no, no. But understand why you're telling yourself no. Don't just tell yourself no for the sake of telling yourself no. Tell yourself, this isn't a valid fucking reason. There is no reason for me to be depressed. There's no reason for me to be anxious. I know a lot of my friends are suffering from anxiety and stuff like that, and I always have to tell them, again, I know you guys have heard this from me, but you are mixing your intuition in with anxiety here. You know what you need to do in the back of your mind here, and you're allowing it to pile up and pile up, and you're not doing anything about it. So your anxiety comes in and reminds you, you still have to take care of this here. Take care of what you need to. Stop putting things on the fucking back burner. Take control of your life. Grab the reins of life and hold on to that motherfucker, and you be in charge of your own fucking life. That is what you came in here to do. A lot of times people will say, oh, you know, you came in with your family. You're going to go out with family and friends around you. No, you came in alone. You're going to go out alone. This is your life. You make of it what you want to make of it here. Nobody else has the power to do that. That's where I want to put you back into your way of thinking and to change and manipulate. I'm gonna say that for the 100th time. I want to manipulate your way of thinking into making you a better fucking you, not to harm you in any way, shape, or form, not to make you delusional or make you go fucking crazier, but for you to see that you are authentic, you are unique, you are a true fucking person, you are different than the next bitch on the side of you or in front of you or in back of you. Just because you guys have the same hairstyle or wear the same clothes does not make you the same fucking person. You came in here with your own special gifts, your own fucking traits. Start utilizing those motherfuckers. To go on to another topic here, I have been getting so many requests for reading kids. I put that out there a couple episodes back where I wanted to start reading kids and getting involved in children's lives here. I've gotten so many people reaching out wanting me to get involved in their children's lives here. I wish they were closer to me. They were in the LA area that I can spend some time with them, at least get inside their head to see what's going on there rather than doing it over the phone. But yeah, I am digging it. There's a couple of people that I've read over the last week here that have kids that I got inside their kids' head and kind of, you know, making them see certain things about themselves that they didn't see before here. When I was over at Allie's house for the baby's birthday party, there were so many babies. Oh my God, they were all within the ages of, I think the youngest one was 4 months, all the way up to almost 2 years. And these kids were all over the place. And I'm telling you right now, not to big myself up, but babies are fucking attracted to me. There was a 4-month-old baby that was there, and the mother, I believe she was like British or I don't know, she had been from overseas. She had an accent. Her daughter was just staring at me. And I remember reading the daughter and just like looking at her, because I noticed there was something wrong with her ears or the way that she was hearing. And I had made a comment to the mom. I was like, I had asked her, you know, do you mind if I read the baby? And she was like, no, go for it, please. She didn't know that I was a psychic. Nobody knew. Allie didn't advertise me as a psychic there. I know she probably did that on purpose so I wouldn't be drained or having too many people come up to me. She's really good at doing that. But I did offer my services to this woman that had the 4-month-old baby. And I was like, there's something different about her hearing. I said, whatever it is that you did when she was in the womb, I said, there was some music involved. I said, because she's listening to music. I said, and there's different frequencies that she picks up here. And apparently the mother is a singer. So she was on tour doing singing while she was pregnant with the baby. So the baby remembers the sound of that. And I remember the way the baby's head was positioned on the father and on the mother. It was kind of tilted to the left a little bit here. That's because she was spent so much time up against the mother's stomach listening to what was going on the outside. And there's something about music there that she finds very soothing. And I remember looking at the baby as I'm reading her, and the baby is totally fucking looking at me. You guys are going to think I'm nuts. This baby was only 4 months old, but she was so fucking alert. That was the very first comment that I made to the parents was, wow, she's 4 months old and she's so fucking alert already. As I was giving the mother the reading about the baby's looking at me and she's staring at me, just looking at me. Her eyes are deadlocked on my eyes. I was not wearing my sunglasses. She was able to see my eyes for what they were. And she was looking at me and she started to talk. Like, she started to murmur words out and blew my fucking mind. She was totally feeling what was going on here. The mother was like, oh my God, I can't believe it. It's so funny. You listen to her, but you know, she's talking to you. I can look at a baby and just see what's going on there and see their gifts and what they came here to do. And I had told the mother, you know, I would start putting this out there first as she starts to get older again. She's only 4 months, just 4 months new to this fucking world here. She's got so much growing to do, obviously, so much evolving, so many different things here, but she is going to be very creative. She's going to be very visionary and there's going to be something about music. Do not be surprised if she's a fucking singer. And the mom was like, oh my God, she took it. She loved it there. But when it comes to kids, that's exactly what I want to do. Especially with fucking babies, especially with new parents here that have that are getting acclimated to becoming a new parent there, and telling them what gifts their child possesses or how to soothe them or calm them from a metaphysical or spiritual way here, because I'm able to tap into their energy there. So I had told the mother, no loud sounds. Anybody could say, you know, well, doesn't take a psychic to say that a baby doesn't like loud sounds. This child does not like rude or intrusive sounds. There's something about, you know, if it's loud or too harsh, it's going to irritate the baby. And I know a lot of babies get scared, but this baby looks like she would get irritated. There's something off with hard sounds that she doesn't like there. So I told her about that. I told her, you know, what she should do, you know, when it comes to soothing her and doing that sort of thing here. The takeaway from that was fucking amazing. Again, anytime that I can get my hands on a young mind like that to mold or to give insight to people that they didn't have before, I fucking love, because again, you know, this is our future. These are the people that are going to be changing the world as we start to fucking exit out or make our exit. These are the people that we're counting on and relying on to keep everything afloat, to keep everything going. So if we can start them off at a younger age and get them to be emotionally secure with who they are, to have the strengths and to have the tools that they need to succeed in life, why not fucking do that earlier? So again, you guys, please, if there's anybody that you want me to do an intervention on, I know that's such a hard word, or any child that you feel is suffering that can use my insight or guidance, please do not hesitate to bring them my way. Again, you could sit in on the reading, but I do not want you to inhibit the child from the reading. I don't want you jumping in there and talking on their behalf. I want them to be as honest and as upfront as they can possibly be. If they feel like they need to have a one-on-one with me, we can record so you can hear what I need to, what I'm saying here, or leave the door open here. But I want that child to be able to confess everything and to be as open as they possibly can when it comes to me. I have to honestly say, when it comes to teenagers, my kids were the absolute best. I'm not just saying that because I'm their father. I didn't have any fuck shit going on when it came to them growing up. They got into the usual fucking shit, especially my son. He got into some stupid shit, but I mean, what boy doesn't? My daughter really didn't get into anything. She was actually very, very good growing up. She was very honest and very forward with me. I trusted her with a lot of different things, so I didn't have some of the bullshit that some parents have when it comes to raising teenagers. I know I probably was hell for my mother and my grandparents growing up because I was all involved in everything. I was doing everything that I could to be out there and just away from all that fucking energy. Again, my family is very fucking unique when it comes to the way we handle things. It's usually, you know, very abrupt or very direct or maybe too bold sometimes. So I had to get out of there. I had to fucking, you know, do me and experience things on my own here without having the restrictions or the bullshit that I was being fed growing up to infiltrate my mind here. I had to go and experience everything. So when it comes to these teenagers, I really, really want to do a good job connecting with them and bringing out, again, what's bothering them. Because again, as they're teenagers, I mentioned this before in my last episode, once they get to their 20s, that's a whole different fucking ballgame, because that's where responsibility starts to set in. So to be able to tap in at a younger age, like again, from the ages of 12 on up, would be perfect. It would be ideal, because that's where they're really starting to go through shit. So if you're experiencing bullshit with a teenager or someone else's son or daughter or, you know, a family friend of yours, send them my way. Let's see what I can do to kind of help out and intervene there. I know for the 150,000th time, I'm all over the place on this episode. I really, really like my one-on-ones with you guys here. There's so much to fucking go over and talk about. I want to get into the more of the spiritual side and more of the scary stuff. There has been a couple of things that have been fucking haunting me over the last couple of days here. There's this girl that keeps coming in that she's a Mexican girl or a Spanish girl, and she's talking about, I know this is going to fucking be crazy, she's talking about a quinceañera that she was having, or she seems to have like a mental disability, but I feel like she's passed on, and she keeps coming in and infiltrating my fucking mind and talking to me when I don't want her to talk to me. That's something I've been dealing with, kind of trying to figure out who this girl is. She doesn't seem to be from like America. She seems to be from, but she speaks English, but she seems to be like Latin or something. She's talking about a quinceañera, and I'm also getting issues with the mirror. Not that I'm having problems looking at myself in it like I normally do here, but there's just something shady about mirrors in me lately that I'm scared to look at here. It's not that I have shit in my head built up from, like, you know, watching scary movies, but there's just something off with mirrors lately that are fucking getting to me. And also, I'm getting a lot more hits when it comes to the worldly stuff and these government cover-ups and diseases that are coming into play in population control and things like that. Be careful out there, you guys. Be careful what it is that you're getting yourself involved in and where you're going here. Just kind of keep an eye out for things. I really do feel, and I don't want to put fear in people's hearts or, you know, in their heads there, I really do feel like California's in for some bullshit when it comes to a terrorist attack. So again, it's not something that I want to speak on all the time, but these are things that are kind of infiltrating my mind or in getting me to kind of take a real good look at what's going on here. So yeah, you guys, just take it easy out there. Make sure that you're watching your fucking back. Do not get yourself involved in something that seems shady or that you should know better about here, especially in public fucking places here. I'm just kind of really iffy with that shit right now, especially with what's going on here. I know that you guys have read that rapper passed away here and people were blaming the Illuminati or a conspiracy theory on that. You guys go with what you believe in here. I'm going to fucking stick to that and say that there was definitely something odd about his fucking murder. I know that I told you before that William Cooper, aka Bill Cooper, came to me. He was assassinated as well in his front yard. I believe they shot him in the back of his head and said it was due to tax evasion and shit like that here. Be careful, especially with people speaking the truth out there and really, really trying to change the world and trying to uncover things and trying to bring the darkness into the light here. A lot of times people get themselves caught up in stuff that they can't get themselves out of here. That's exactly why I don't speak on worldly shit or too much of celebrity type stuff, because it will always come back to bite you in the fucking ass no matter which way you go here. So just take it easy out there. Be careful with what you're doing here. Be alert. If something looks shady, don't go near it. Let's see, again, I don't want to put fear into your hearts or into your heads there, but but just something that I've been struggling with lately. There's going to be more issues with kids in classes getting emotional and doing shit here. Be on the lookout for that. Anytime that you see somebody struggling, again, do not be afraid to speak out. You do have a part to play in this world here, and that's holding yourself accountable. I'm not saying that you have to be Captain Save-A-Ho here, but if you see somebody struggling or somebody going through something here and you do not do anything about it or do not help out, you are partly responsible for that shit as well too. It takes everybody doing their part to fucking make a difference in this world here, and you are no fucking exception to it. Speak up if there's shit going on here or that thing or things that you do not fucking like. How do you expect there to be change if you're going to sit there and be quiet and not do anything about it? It's always the motherfuckers that are always talking about change and wanting the world to change. Oh, what a crazy world we live in, that are always the first ones to keep their fucking mouth shut. Those are the people that I'm calling out. Those are the motherfuckers that I'm saying, start opening your fucking mouth, not just to put a dick in there or to put food in there, but to start speaking on shit, to hold yourself accountable, to start making a fucking difference in the world here. Stop expecting everybody else to come in and make that difference for you. You've got a part to play in it. You got your part to play. Do not think the world's going to get better on its own. Nothing gets better on its own. It usually takes another force to come in to make that change happen. And like I said, it is my soul's purpose and it is my mission here to change the way the world looks at psychics, the way the world heals, the way the world transforms itself, the way we look at transformation and evolution on a soulful fucking basis here. That is what I came here to do. So everybody that's on board with that, let's fucking go. Let's start changing the way we look at people and the way that we look at the world and just not talk about it anymore and start taking fucking action. I've told you this before. The minute that people start rising above and start doing what they need to do here is the minute that change starts taking place here. They cannot keep you suppressed and held down forever. That's what they would like you to think, by putting fear into your heart and putting stupid shit out there. But make no mistake, that is just what it is. It's just a fear-based mechanism that gets you to stay stuck to where you're at here. They cannot suppress all of us. They can't shoot every single one of us. They can't take us all out at the same fucking time here. You've got your fucking part to play. Do what you need to do. Again, I'm so sorry for being all over the place on this episode here. One last thing I want to put out there before I close the show down is I want to talk about really, really quick here, drugs. I want to talk about addiction and things like that. Even it could be drugs, it could be sex, it could be anything that you're addicted to, anything that's dark in your life here that you're trying to overcome or kick the habit. I met a very interesting woman over the weekend and she was very, very inspiring. She had gone through some fucking bullshit. There was so many things that we had in common that she was speaking on and talking about, and I had to ask her. I was like, do you listen to my podcast? And she's like, no. I said, everything that that's coming out of your mouth right now is everything that I practice and everything I preach about on my fucking show. Tune in and listen to it. I feel like the both of us would do amazing fucking things together because we're keeping it real. We're keeping it raw. We're keeping it authentic. We are telling people that you do not have to fucking hide behind somebody else or hide in your house because of the things that you have gone through or things that you are going through now in your life. Everybody has the opportunity to change their path and to change their life here. You've got to start speaking up on it. So I cannot wait to see what this woman and I do together here. This is definitely a force to be reckoned with here. But yeah, if you're struggling from drug addiction or sex addiction or whatever, again, do not be afraid to fucking reach out. You do not need that. There's something about what you are doing there, that addiction that keeps you distracted from dealing what you are dealing with on a daily basis here. Let's get to the core of what's going on here. Let's help you overcome your fear. Again, if I can do it, and this other person who I'm dying to fucking introduce you to can fucking do it and dig themselves out of something that they thought was going to take their fucking lives away, you can fucking do it too. Let us be your inspiration. Let us be your drive. Let us inspire you to change your life around here. For those of you wanting a reading, whether it's a half an hour or an hour long session, do not hesitate to reach out. Let's get a half an hour in just to see where we're at. And if you need additional time, if you feel like a half an hour is just way too short, we can go for the hour long reading. But let's start with a half an hour just to touch bases to see where you're at. Let me inside your head. Let me see what I can uncover and what I can discover about you that could help change your fucking life. For those of you wanting that reading and wanting to take a chance, hit me up, chrismedina.guide. You can sign up for a half an hour session or an hour long session at chrismedina.guide. Do not be afraid to reach out. For those of you wanting to look at me, wanting to know more about me, to see what I'm up to on a daily basis, to look at my 6 lines of Instagram and see that one selfie of me, feel free to visit my social media outlets at Psychic Chris M. That's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Psychic Chris M. Find out what I'm doing, find out what I'm all about, see if I'm your cup of tea. For those of you wanting to submit ideas for the show, wanting to be read on the show, wanting to provide topics for me to discuss on the show, do not hesitate to reach out, even if it's just to fucking say hi. I love my fucking emails. Anytime that I have downtime, I'm always reading my emails. I'm always connecting with you guys. You guys know that I love fucking reaching out. All my Instagram friends out there, the ones that I don't know personally, if you reach out to me, you guys know I answer you guys right fucking back. I love staying connected. Hit me up. askinyourhead@gmail.com. Again, that's askinyourhead@gmail.com for submissions, ideas for the show, to be read on the show, even just to say hi, you wanting to connect, whatever the case may be, do not be shy. Hit me up. I think I'm going to do more and more solo episodes. I'm feeling more and more comfortable doing them. I think the next one I'll have Jay on to do a solo episode with me. He is In Your Head family. He's not really considered a guest, but I do love his banter back and forth, and you guys do love him. You guys do like to hear what he has to say. So maybe Jay's on the next episode. If not, it'll just be me, but I have more guests to look forward to. So this is Chris Medina with In Your Head podcast, saying keep it real, keep it raw, keep it authentic, keep it you. Until next time, we are out.